from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, we get a little bit of, looks like we finally get a little track and field here behind us.
It's always the one that starts the latest, I think.
Yeah,
in the Olympics.
Looks like we got some sort of race. Looks like it's going to be a relay of some sort, actually. I don't know. I have no idea.
Beach volleyball's over.
I know. Now I'm sad.
Yeah, Paul, disappointment and despair.
So now I'm sad. I think Brazil won, though, so that's good. That's the team we want to continue to win. Anyway, yes, I'm that shallow, of course. Where the hell are we at here? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to go to our good friend Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review, who covers the Pirates. Kevin, are you as big a fan of beach volleyball as I am?
I don't know if anybody's as big of a fan of beach volleyball as you are, Paul, but I love the
Olympics. You do love the Olympics?
I love it. I love everything you could imagine. I love watching the gymnastics and the swimming. I'll get into track and field when that starts. I love it. I can't get enough.
Here's a question. You know what? We forgot a sport, too, because I just saw a clip from it. How about weightlifting?
That's intense.
Isn't that a sport? I mean, I just saw a clip of some guy who won a gold or something. I don't know. That's an Olympic sport, right? Weightlifting, Kevin, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's you know, if you spend any time in a gym lifting weights, when you see what those guys are doing, it's pretty amazing.
I think it's actually called powerlifting, maybe. Isn't that the official title of it? Kevin, you've got a really big series coming up at PNC Park this weekend. And of course they're playing the Pirates are playing the Diamondbacks. You know, they played, what was it, about 2 weeks ago in Arizona and escaped really by winning the last game. They almost got swept. You know, this is the kind of series they're going to be in the rest of the way, right? For the most part.
The next 2 weeks, the Pirates play the Diamondbacks, the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Padres again. So, you know, 4 series, 12 games. By August 15th, we'll know whether the Pirates are in or out. All four of those teams are ahead of them in the wild card standing. And, you know, the Pirates could close some ground. They could pass some teams, or they could completely fall out of the wild card. Although, you know, they're still in position to win the NL Central. And I don't really have a ton of faith that Milwaukee, because of its pitching, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to hang on. This is a team that's faded in the second half. So, but I think that, you know, the Pirates coming off the series that they did and getting the additions that they did should be something that, you know, that there should be a boost. And then you also look at the pitching matchups this weekend with Ortiz, Keller, and Skeens. And, you know, Pirates fans should be excited right now that they have a team that as we enter August, is in the thick of the playoff race.
Yeah, there's no question. When you got you have Ortiz, who's pitched really well, Keller and Skeens. I mean, you'd think you got to win two out of three at least at home, right? If not all three.
That would be the hope. I would think if you could win two out of three and four out of six at home, and you go on the road and could at least get a split, that you're in pretty decent position. You know, if you lose all these series, you could fall out of it very fast. Although, like I said, the NL Central remains wide open.
The question that the thing that we've been talking about a little bit is your alleged best player is not very good in the field right now. Maybe even hasn't really been all that good the entire season. And of course, we're talking about O'Neill Cruz. The issue is there's really nothing sensible to do with him, right? I mean, you just got to hope he gets better at shortstop. There's nowhere else to put him.
Well, that's right now, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who is coming off the injured list and coming off a rehab assignment with the knee injury that's kept him out about a month, there's a guy you could put at shortstop. But you also don't want to take O'Neill Cruz out of the lineup. But if you're worried about your defense, IKF can be a potential solution. I would imagine that they're more interested in using him at second base. But I feel like they've upgraded their middle infield defense at the very least. They've added a guy who, I think through 80 games was batting about .292. But certainly puts a little bit of pressure on Cruz to be better defensively. I mean, I think we all know this is a guy who has the tools. And I think we also have to recognize that he's only 25 years old and has yet to play a full season in the majors. But on the flip side of that, he's also 25 years old and has played enough games at shortstop in his career that he shouldn't be making some of the mistakes that he is. That there's too much talent there to be making those type of mistakes, and sometimes the talent doesn't compensate. So, you know, the Pirates need him in the lineup. It's very clear they're a different team when he's hitting. And when he's, when he's on, just like in the game that he made three errors, he made some good defensive plays at the end and used his arm to get people out. But certainly, I think it should be a wake-up call for him, is that the Pirates are certainly not content when you add a guy like IKF who can play shortstop and has a gold glove on his resume, even if it was in a shortened season.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about it, though, is with Cruz, long-term, he has to be your shortstop. I mean, he doesn't seem to want to play the outfield. It probably would be almost useless to put him at first base. And then, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would stay fully engaged if you made him a DH. I think he would, be a guy whose mind would drift and he just wouldn't be as good of a hitter as he can be. So I've heard all these different solutions for it. I just think you've got to hope that he gets better at playing shortstop.
But I think you've got to emphasize, there's one thing that he's got going for him is that the guy who plays next to him, Key Brian Hayes, is a gold glove, third baseman. Won the gold glove last year. Probably should have another gold and maybe even a platinum glove on his resume. If you spend some time with Key Brian Hayes, who goes through all the drills and does some work at shortstop, but I think Cruz could probably learn a lot from Key Brian's work ethic and his preparation. And, I think that could be something that, if they spend a little more time together working on things. I also think that part of it is, as you play in the major leagues and you get a lot of experience, at some point the game slows down for you. And I think there's times we see that the game slows down for O'Neill Cruz and he looks like a superstar. And I think there's times when he gets sped up and looks like a guy who's just grasping at straws. And I think the message is, and very similar to the guy who's got a similar size and skill package, Ellie De La Cruz, I think they both have like around 19, 20 errors, that at some point you've either got to get better at that position or they're going to find somewhere else to play you. And as you mentioned, O'Neill Cruz would probably lose some interest if he was the DH. But I think more importantly, the Pirates would lose some of the package that, this is a guy who has great speed and he's got an unbelievable arm. So if you're having him, as a DH, you're losing those elements that he brings. I think he'd be even more disinterested and you put him in the outfield. So in one way, he could learn a lot from Key Brian Hayes. Another way, that's probably the most natural position to move a guy like O'Neill Cruz to, much like, Cal Ripken got moved to third base late in his career and Alex Rodriguez to third late in his career. You got a big shortstop. You can put them at third. Even Manny Machado is another one, a bigger guy. That, you know, with Hayes there, that's blocking his potential of moving to that position. Obviously, he'd be a guy that would be a perfect fit in right field with that rocket of an arm he has and his ability to, you know, to chase down balls. But he has to be at least willing to play the position. And from what I've seen in spring training and the times that they've flirted with putting him in left field or center field or, you know, even the idea of right field, that he's a guy who's made it very clear that he wants his glove to be on the infield. Now he's got to prove that he deserves to have his glove on the infield. He's got to earn that starting shortstop spot because it's probably the most important position on the field, not just the infield.
No, absolutely. And we're talking with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review, who covers the Pirates. And, of course, the Pirates tonight, they begin a three-game set against Arizona, a very pivotal series against a team that they are engaged in, embroiled in a fight for the wild card. Kevin, the Pirates have played 108 games, which means they have 54 games left. If you do the math, that means there should be, you know, roughly 10 more starts for Paul Skenes. Do you think he will have 10 more starts, or do you think they will, you know, play some games to and make it more like 8 more starts?
That's a possibility, but I think the Pirates will probably keep him on 6 or 7 days rest. You know, at least maybe until the end of the season. If they're in the thick of things, they may have him go move back. The interesting part about that, Paul, is it's kind of contradictory to their rationale for bringing him up later than a lot of people wanted. You know, he didn't come up until May 11th. And part of the reason the Pirates said was the last box he had to check off was showing the ability to start every 5 days. And yet he's a guy who I think has only started every 5 days once in his major league career. And so it's interesting that, I mean, I understand what the Pirates are doing, and I kind of applaud them for putting his health first, because if you were to lose Paul Skenes and maybe even Jared Jones to an arm injury at this stage of their career, when they're making the major league minimum and they have many years of control left, you could potentially lose those guys to Tommy John surgery for 2 years. And then what do you have? You know, these guys, they have two of the most electric young arms in baseball, and they've got to be careful with them, more careful than they were with, say, Johan Oviedo last year. That's the thing people have to remember, is that Johan Oviedo went out and made 32 starts last season and then required Tommy John surgery. So the Pirates have to be careful with Paul Skenes, but I think they also have to understand that this is a guy who's built different. He's a horse. I think he has just around 108 or 110 innings, majors and minors combined this season, Paul, and he went from 35 to 85 to 130 the past three seasons in his innings jump. So you would imagine the most they would probably want to get him around is another 50 innings. So you probably want to get him around 180. And if he's going to get to the postseason, you have to be careful there. So it wouldn't shock me if they had him skip a start or two, although I think it's more that just going to have him pitch on into 7 days or 6 or 7 days rest and try to limit it so that and maybe have him go, you know, seven innings. So if he goes another 8 or 9 starts at 7 innings each, then there's a little bit of room for him in the postseason. And at that point, you know, you're kind of playing with house money, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's the key. The thing about it is, with respect to what they're doing with him, you get Jones back. I think the last month of the season, they might have to just say, you know, we got to pitch these guys every 5 days and to hell with it. You know what I mean? I think it's going to come down to like one or two games is going to decide this wild card. I think it's going to be that close.
It's very possible. Like I said, I expect Milwaukee to fade. I really feel like the Pirates, just from based on what I've seen, that their main competitor in the Central is going to be the Cardinals. I like what the Cardinals have in the lineup. I don't think their pitching is quite as strong. And I think Milwaukee's pitching isn't as strong. I think that's where the Pirates, over these last 60 games, if they can, you know, keep their head above water over the next 2 weeks, they've got a chance to have the best pitching staff, not only in the Central, but perhaps one of the best staffs in the National League, which is a quite a turnaround from where last year, over the last 2 months, they had Keller and Oviedo were the only two traditional starters they had over the final month and a half of the season. So what a turn of events for the Pirates. But now that they've got a couple extra bats in their lineup, It'll be interesting to see whether the offense can provide some run support in a way that they hadn't for Skeens and maybe to a lesser extent Keller.
Yeah. In the Diamondbacks, they're going to be facing a reasonably good lineup, right? I mean, this is a lineup that I think is top five in batting average, and they've got a lot of pretty really good hitters, really up and down the lineup. You know, what do you?
They just added Josh Bell.
Yeah, they added Josh Bell. What do you see? I mean, you know, what do you see from Arizona? Obviously, you know, we saw them a couple weeks ago, but I mean, what do you think Arizona brings to this fight?
Well, the thing that I think they bring most right now is the postseason experience that they gained last year, which was really valuable. And the other part of it is Corbin Carroll's come around. He's kind of having an up-and-down season after being the National League Rookie of the Year last year. But when he faced the Pirates, and this is a guy who's capable of hitting one in the gap and turning a double into a triple very easily, a guy who's capable of scoring, you know, from first to home on a single or double. So, I mean, that's one of the elements they have, is they have some guys with power in their lineup. But they also have the speed element to go with it. So, I mean, between Carroll and Ketel Marte, you know, those are very dangerous guys you have to face. The other side of it is they've got very good pitching, you know, and they just added to the bullpen with A.J. Puck, the left-hander. So their pitching staff's even better. Where they're worse defensively is at first base. Josh Bell, you know, is not a good defensive first baseman, and they just lost a Gold Glove first baseman in Christian Walker. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, Bell had come in, I think, had five homers in his last 10 games for the Marlins. And so he certainly brings some pop to the lineup. But the defensively, they're going to be worse. And I wonder how that'll affect them.
Well, Kevin, we'll see you at the ballpark for sure. But you maybe before we let you go, you can answer the universal question that City Limits and I have asked for the last 3 days, and that is, how can we be so bad at 3-on-3 basketball? I mean, it's basketball, for God's sakes. How can we be so bad at this game?
I'm with you, and I don't understand how you can pick an Olympic team, like the Dream Team in today's versions of that, and then not have another 4 to 6 guys that you can just pick that are like, hey, you guys aren't going to be on the 5-on-5 team, but we need you to do the 3-on-3 thing just to go. I mean, you're running Jimmer Fredette out there. Which, you know, if this was 10 years ago, that's a great idea. But right now, it's just like, what are they doing?
Yeah,
Kevin, how are they so bad?
The women's team is going to overtime against Canada. They just put up a 3 that was so contested. They had 6 seconds to do something with it, and they couldn't even get close to the basket.
The women's team might actually win a game. So far, the men and the women are 0-6.
The men's team is bad.
Yesterday, the men's team got run by a bunch of guys that looked like they played lunchtime basketball at the YMCA from Lithuania.
I was like looking to see if Donatas Savoskis was out there. That's how like just the 4 and the whole thing appeared to me. It was like, who are they putting out there? You know, it's
right.
It's kind of mind blowing that as good as we are at basketball, that they could put together such a bad 3-on-3 team.
Well, we will.
I almost think they should put hey Paul, me, you, and Bendel, put us out there together.
Yes,
and Joe Starkey could be our sharpshooter.
I would just basically foul and, you know, knock people around in the lane. That's what I do. Although nowadays I'm old. I don't know if I can, you know, be as rough and tumble as I used to be. What just happened there? Anyway,
Kevin,
thank you for joining us. And hopefully the women can bring this home, this win. Because if not, they will be 0-7. I think they won. I think it was an Elam ending, wasn't it, or something? Anyway.
They hit a step back 3 after Canada hit a layup and the game's over.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, it's Kevin Gorman. We willed them to a win, City Limits.
It worked.
We willed them to the win.
I don't know how that happened in overtime. I don't know. I guess we're not up on the overtime rules considering there hasn't been one.
Who is this guy? What is that guy's problem? Anyway. 93.7 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are going to go to the hotline. We've got, what does Joe call it? A special treat? Isn't that?
Very special treat.
A very special treat. We have the head coach of the Pitt Panthers. That would be Pat Narduzzi. Pitt started camp Tuesday or Wednesday, so they're getting rolling now. Pat, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me, and hopefully you guys are off to a good start to your camp.
We are off to a good start. We got three in so far, Paul, and it's great to be on with you as always.
Yeah. I know that the thing that most people are going to be very intrigued by when you guys start playing games and people get to watch you play is your offense. And so it seems like it's an offense that's not like what you've done since you've got here. Now that you've seen it a little bit on the field, you obviously saw it in spring football. I mean, what are your thoughts on the way that it's going to be, the way that it's going to go?
Yeah, Paul, it's certainly something to be excited about. I'm excited to see what it looks like on August 31st against Kent State and Nacogdoches Stadium. You know, can't wait to see what it looks like, but we're polishing it up right now. You know, Coach Bell came in January, and he's installed it. And you can even see the first 3 days of camp here, how much different it looks from, you know, really what it looked like in spring ball. So you're seeing, you know, that evolution of really what Coach Bell and the offense staff brings to the table here in Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be exciting to watch as a fan. We expect to score a lot of points this year, which, you know, we didn't, you know, last year, and it's something that I think, you know, this football team needed desperately. I know our kids are excited about it. Every day you can just see, you know, the big eyes and the attitude that our offense is carrying right now is something that I haven't seen in a while since the Pickett era. You know, we've run similar offenses. We've been spread out. I mean, with Kenny, we, you know, tossed it around a lot and ran it, you know, pretty much the 50-50, you know, type offense, run pass, and that's what we expect to be this year. But it should be, you know, a little bit more tempo to it, and it's something we're all looking forward to.
Is that really the difference, Pat? I mean, at the end of the day, you you have to run plays, you have to run the ball, you have to pass the ball, and all that. But is that really going to be sort of the difference, is how many plays you run because of how quickly you run the plays?
It might be. I mean, it depends on who the defense is and what we're doing. But, I think the tempo will be something to watch, you know, but we have the ability to speed it up and go real fast. We have the ability to slow it down when we want to. We have the ability now to look to the sideline and change a play and maybe put ourselves into a better play. So those are all things that we're looking forward to. And I think it even helps with the green dot, you know, that NFL style of, you know, the quarterback coach, you know, offense coordinator talking to the quarterback and changing things as we go. You know, that green dot will stay on for 15 seconds. So that'll be one of it. But it's also the creativity. I think, you know, I just see a lot of creativity in what we're doing offensively. You know, I think we'll be different than a lot of the ACC offenses. I think everybody spreads it out nowadays. You know, we were one of the few that didn't last year and the last couple years. But, you know, I think it's the tempo, but I think it's also the creativity and the ability to make plays.
Well, one of the things I read that you said that you see a young sort of you, some of the traits of a young Pat Narduzzi in Cade Bell, your new offensive coordinator. I can't imagine anybody has as much energy as you do. Is he intense like you? And does he get after it out there on the practice field?
Yeah, he does, Paul. Like, you need to come to practice one day. You know, you're always welcome. You're, you know,
yeah,
the father of a former alumnus, former football player in Elijah, and you know, certainly, you know, you're welcome to come out and watch it and get a little preview. But you know, the thing I love about Coach Bell is he's on the details. It's details. You know, we can make a play, but he's yelling about the other crap in the play, because there's 11 things, whether it's front side, back side, what a receiver is doing, or you know, the quarterback threw a touchdown pass, but he threw it to the wrong guy that he was supposed to. So it's just more details. He's intense, and I think our players love it. They love the intensity. They love the aggressiveness of him, you know, coaching them up and not just being satisfied with a good play. Let's make it a great play.
Is Nate Yarianel still your, you know, for the most part, your starting quarterback, or is there still a battle going on? Or, you know, that's obviously the number one position people always want to know about.
Yeah, I think there's always a quarterback battle on. I think there's a defensive tackle. There's an outside linebacker battle on. There's battles going on all over the field. You know, Ben Sauls, he's going to fight to be the starting kicker too. You know, we want all those guys to feel, you know, I remember being a player, and you probably remember, Paul, you know, just like, you know, when you're competing, you always want to be looking that guy behind you, because we brought in talent. We've got guys that can play. But Nate came out of spring ball as a starter. Nate thus goes into fall camp as a starter. And there's nothing wrong with naming a starter in spring ball or fall camp. But we're going to continue to compete all the way through, August. And put the best product on the field. We need to get the right signal caller out there. Nate is certainly capable. We watched it last year. We got a lot of confidence in Nate. But, you know, I watch Eli Holstein out there, and he's looking really good as well. And that's a great thing. You know, if we had no competition in that position and nobody, you know, in the two-pole position or three spot, you know, they'd all be kind of going, you know, what am I competing for? They're all competing to play, because you're one play away from being that starter.
Yeah, I think one thing that, obviously I got a chance to watch it a little up close and personal. One thing I do like how you do things is that there is competition every single day for pretty much every player. Even, you know, the best players on the team have to earn their spot every day. And my question is, I mean, nowadays with all the transfer portal stuff and everything else that goes on, I mean, are you still able to operate that way, or do you have to worry about, you know, kids getting offended or whatever and wanting to go somewhere else?
Paul, we're going to keep coaching the old school way, the way I know you'd be coaching the team and the way I coach the team. Is that, you know, kids like competition. They want to be told the truth, and they want to compete. And, you know, that portal is never going to change the way we coach football. It's the way it's supposed to be done. There's got to be competition. It's got to be fair competition. And we try to make everything even and give everybody an opportunity to show who they are and what they bring to the table. They all are playing for the University of Pittsburgh. And, if you start worrying about, well, we got to take care of this guy, he's got to play because of this, well, you know, the guy that should be playing, he might be going to portal. So we just, you know, at the end of the day, I think everybody on the team will know who the starters are at each position. And to me, it'll be visible. It'll be visible. Eli's going to have to beat out Nate. Nate's going to have to beat out Eli. And the same thing at every position.
Just a couple more for you, Pat. Your defense lost some, you know, pretty high-profile players from last year, obviously some high-impact players. What do you have sort of – I mean, you've recruited a lot of defensive players, so I'm sure there's not a shortage of players, but do you have some younger guys that are ready to step up and step into some positions? Do you expect your defense to be really good again?
Well, you know, the high-profile players and all that, they won us 3 games a year ago, so – it was time to revamp a little bit and get even better guys in there, and I think that's what we've done. I think this roster right now, top to bottom is a heck of a lot better than it was a year ago. And, you know, that goes for, you know, what we look like on defense. You know, I think our defense has a lot of confidence. We've got a lot of athletes on defense, and I think we showed that in spring ball, and, you know, we've continued to show that, you know, day three in the fall camp. You know, we talk about the competition, and we've got guys, and there was competition in the spring, and may have forced some guys to go, ooh, maybe I'm not going to play as much as I want to, and we're looking to get better. We're not looking to stay the same.
Well, I think that's the big thing. You got a lot of young. I'm just kind of excited to watch, you know, how it all looks when you finally put all the pieces together. Last one for you, Pat, and then I'll let you go. Tomorrow night, the 412 Collective apparently is having a big fundraiser type stuff. How big of a part of college athletics has that whole NIL thing become? And with the new settlement coming in and everything else, is it going to get under control? I know that, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't seem to have a grasp on.
Yeah, you know, nobody has a grasp on it. The House is still, you know, to be seen as far as how that whole thing is going to work out. But, you know, NIL and Alliance 412 and Chris Bickle, who runs our collective, who is outstanding. He does a great job. We couldn't tell you how much appreciation we have for him, because we wouldn't be where we are right now with our roster that we have without, you know, Chris Bickle and the Alliance 412 helping us retain the ones that we want to keep. Gavin Bartholomew is one of those guys that is an impact football player for Pitt and will be an impact player in the ACC. So, you know, the Alliance 412, you know, that collective is big time. And we've got a big event. If you don't have your tickets yet, I think you can still get them. They'll be tomorrow, I think about 6 p.m. Over at the Pete, I believe. I got to still get my directions where the heck I'm going tomorrow, but I know it's going on tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. And it's going to be an unbelievable event. It's the first time we've done it. There's going to be a lot of auction items that a Pitt fan would want to get their hands on. And something that, if you don't have your tickets, go get them.
Apparently, Pat Bostic is going to be broadcasting from there, but he's invited Adam Crowley to this thing. Adam is very nervous that you're going to give him a hard time about being a West Virginia grad.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Bostic about that. I don't know what the heck's going on here. I mean, what are we doing? Paul Zeiss should be there. What's going on here? Maybe you had a date with your wife tomorrow night. Maybe you got something else going on. But, that'll be interesting. He might get booed out of there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'll give him a hard time, but, you know, we got a lot of faithful Pitt people going to be there tomorrow evening, so he might have a rough crowd. He better come with a Pitt shirt on. You might advise him.
Well, I appreciate that, Pat. I know you're very, very busy. It's camp, and you know, everything's a whirlwind, so I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, and good luck. Hopefully, we're trying to work it out with EJ that we're going to come over and do a broadcast during one of your camp days.
That would be outstanding. And, you know, I got word prior to practice on the field that you wanted to get on. I'm like, heck yeah, let's go.
All right.
You're always welcome. We'd love to have you down here. You know, we got plenty of room for you to broadcast. Shoot, we'll put you up in the tower and let you get a great view and let you do the radio broadcast from up there. The music might be a little too loud for you. I don't know.
I like loud music. So
yeah, we'd love to have you.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And we will see you soon, sir.
Sounds great, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Pat Narduzzi, and hey, you know, are you as excited about seeing the new offense, City Limits?
Yeah, Cade Bell, I mean, the offense that he runs, it's going to be quick, up-tempo, basically just a mirage of, well, I guess similar to what Chip Kelly did. It's not going to be the same thing, but that's the type of pace that they're going to try to play at.
Yeah, I think when you watch the offense, right, if they can, you know, obviously it comes down to executing. Any offense that you run, it comes down to executing. But to me, this offense, if you execute it well, I think has a chance to be really, really something spectacular because of the way that they do it. You know, they had, during the offseason, they were allowed to have 1 hour of practice a week, okay? And in that 1 hour, they ran 100 plays.
I remember that.
100 plays in an hour. So, you know, and they apparently get it, you know, get it going pretty quickly. The tempo is always fun. And so hopefully we will be able to, have a lot of that this year. And again, I thought one of the – He's always good for one of these lines too, City Limits. Well, you know that all those high-profile players on defense led us to 3 wins last year. So we had
those guys left too.
We had to do something different. I love it. And I also love the fact that he's like, listen, I only know how to coach one way. I'm coaching one way, and that's it. So he was tremendous. Coming up, we got Bob Walk, right?
Yes, sir.
He's at the top of the hour, so.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.